Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you once again for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday, of course. You know, those who tune in with us, we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock from 7 to 8 p.m., amen. And we thank you for taking out your time to join in on this hour of of however God is going to use this Blog Talk Radio during that hour. And we're always in prayer that whatever takes place, those who are listening, you know, by internet or whatever device that you're using, that you receive a blessing. We never, ever want to take this for granted. We just come as humbly as we know how to present ourselves before anyone that needs prayer or whatever the case may be. And we just try to be a conduit working through God. Amen. We are the body of Christ, and each part of the body has a specific purpose. And we just pray that we are walking in our purpose as we deliver Blog Talk Radio to every Wednesday. Amen. For those of you who are listening by internet, if you would like to call in, we are an interactive Bible study. If you would like to call in and ask a question, you know, you have that opportunity. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, hit the number one. If you are not live, hit the number one, and we will see that, and we will connect you. Amen. You might even have something that you would like to share, a testimony or something that you would like to share. Amen. To be a blessing to the body of Christ. Amen. It is always a blessing when we hear how God is working in the lives of those who are going through their trials. Amen. Or who are being tested. It is always good to hear the testimonies or whatever God has done, amen, or what he's doing in your life, and it becomes a blessing to the body of Christ. For those of you, as we listen to this message, this evening, of course, you know we're in Hampton, Virginia, with none other than Pastor Rose Dixon, who will be coming on shortly. She is going to deliver the word this evening, amen. But until then, at that moment, we're going to have prayer, amen. We're going to have prayer, but I wanted to emphasize that you can go into the Blog Talk Radio and you can pull up the archive. The archive number is, you go in Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again, and you can pull up this message or any other message that you would like to share, amen. We have so many messages on here, and we just pray that it is a blessing to you. Amen. It is a blessing to you. So we do thank you. We do thank you. We're going to enter into prayer at this moment. I just, you know, just feel that we just need to be praying, you know, for one another. Call Unto Me Ministry, who is the founder of Mother Gloria Womack. She is the founder of Call Unto Me Ministry, and one of the pastors has been ill. His name is Calvin C. Gordon, so make sure that you place him on your prayer list. Amen. You know, he's in need of prayer this time. In fact, we all are in need of prayer. Mm-hmm. So we just call out at this time. Amen. We thank Mother Gloria. We have been praying for her, and God brought her out her trial, and she has come back stronger than ever, and she is and still has been a blessing to Call Unto Ministry, as well as coming on the first of the month to pray for those that stand in need of prayer. Amen. Isn't it good when you know that you can come online and you can have someone to pray for you? You know, isn't that a blessing? Amen. You know, and I know we're supposed to pray for ourselves, but it's just, there's something about being able to have someone to pray for you. Amen. I remember coming up as a kid, my mother used to pray for us, you know, and we didn't even know it. We sure enough needed prayer then, but, you know, she was always, she was a praying woman, and I truly believe that it has a lot to do with me today and why I stand where I stand because of her prayers I was coming up. So many things could have happened, but God has, you know, he, through her prayers, he protected me, you know, from the wiles of, you know, of the world. And I'm here as a testimony through her prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Again, and we are going to, you know, go in prayer, and then Pastor Rose Dixon will be coming on, and she will deliver the message to you in the way, however God has placed it on her heart. Father, we thank you for this hour. Lord, not only do we thank you for this day, but we thank you for this hour. And there's something special when two or three come together with sincere hearts just to pray for one another. And Lord, I know that we come to you time and time again, but we thank you that you are not like man, that you get tired of hearing our cry for help, because you always are there. And Lord, we thank you for giving us your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, giving us a word to let us know that you're a God who cannot fail. You're a God who has your own timing. And sometimes because of our human nature, we want things right now. We want things right now. And we thank you because of how you operate in our lives. Whatever you do come through, it is always on time. We thank you for that. We thank you for being a God who sits high and look low. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for those that on our prayer list, Father, you know the hearts of man and woman. You know those that we are praying for, that we've lifted up silently to you. And isn't that good that we can just think about someone and pray, and you know our every thought? What a mighty God we serve. We can't think of anything more wonderful than to hear about how you have brought someone through. You are divine in your own way. You are Lord of lords. You are King of kings. You sit high, but you look low. And even though, Father, we fall short so often, so many times, that you don't judge us for our faults, but you look at our heart. You look at the desires of our heart. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we have hearts that have surrendered our lives to you. We thank you because we have hearts, Father, who are slowly transforming and turning their lives over to you. And we even thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for those, Heavenly Father, who are struggling, trying to understand who you are, or who may not have confessed their life to you. But we still pray for each other, Father, because we stand in the need of prayer. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are in the hospital, Father. Lord, those who are going under procedures, those who are struggling from cancer, those, Heavenly Father, whose hearts have been broken because they have been ill for so long that they don't know what to do or who to turn to. Lord, we pray for them. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, for families. So many families, Heavenly Father, are getting caught up into worldly things, worldly issues, and families are falling apart. The divorce rate is up so high now, Father, because the enemy is at work, and they have forgotten to always pray within the household. And if they forget, Heavenly Father, so let someone come in and let them to write it on the doorpost or their walls, Heavenly Father, so that when the enemy comes past their house, Heavenly Father, he cannot do anything because your word is our stronghold. Lord, Father, we just ask that you would allow your word, Heavenly Father, to be written on the tabernacles of each heart, Heavenly Father, that stand in the need of prayer. Oh, Lord, we just come so humbly before you, Heavenly Father, just seeking your presence And we know, Heavenly Father, Lord, if we just have an inkling of the Holy Spirit in the house, that things begin to change. People become transformed. Lives will be saved. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you. And Lord, Father, I ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that as we continue to seek you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we will repent of our ways. Anything that we've seen, anything that we've heard, anything that we've thought of that may not be pleasing to you, Father, Lord, we ask that you would just clean it up. Empty us, Father. Empty us, Father, and fill us up with your Holy Spirit. Fill us up, Heavenly Father, Lord, that it runs over, that when others see the light in us, Heavenly Father, that they would catch on fire, knowing that there's something special, that there's something divine, that there's something that they need to take in and make a part of their lives. Lord, yes, we're just here just trying to be the best that we can. And Lord, Father, oftentimes we doubt what we do. But as long as we have sincere hearts, I truly believe, Heavenly Father, Lord, that your word will go forth. Teach us how to treat one another.
Yes.
Teach us how to love one another.
Yes.
Teach us how to bring up the children when they are wayward and not look at them as being bad, but try to understand the child, Father. Teach us the words
yes,
to say, Heavenly Father, to prick our hearts to let them know that they are loved and they are cared for. Lord, teach us your ways. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Bible study. We thank you, Heavenly Father, just for being able to come into your presence. We thank you. And the world is trying to make us so busy. It's trying to tie us down, Father. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, because your word, listen, it will never, ever fail. We thank you for that. Let us continue, Heavenly Father, to be a testimony to those, Heavenly Father, who don't know you. Let us be a testimony, Father. Let us shout to the hills, Heavenly Father, letting others know that we live in a dying world, but we have a saving Christ, a God who can come through at any time. Lord, you did so many miracles in the Word of God, in the Bible. Father, we know about you was able to make a blind man see. Lord, Father, you fed those who were hungry. You gave clothes to those who needed shelter, Father. We thank you for housing. We thank you for the provisions that you give us. And, Lord, Father, sometimes we have more than we need. And we ask, Lord, that you would just give us the heart to be able to be a blessing to others. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are on our list. Pastor Gordon, Daryl Lee, the Hobbs family, Sean and Vonzetta Wilborn. Thank you for the testimony of Mother Gloria. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the testimony and the blessings within my family, as well as others who utter it right now. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the kids within the schools who are trying to get an education. Let them be able to see your light even within the school, somebody praying or somebody who has something special showing that they love them and meeting them just where they are. Bless those who are in the nursing home, Heavenly Father, that they may get the provisions that they need. Lord, Father, we ask that you bless our government, even those in Ukraine, Lord, who've lost everything that they've had. And other countries, Heavenly Father, who are going through some trying times, we pray for them as well, Father. Lord, I ask that you would hear our prayer. Hear our prayer, Father, as we ask, Lord, that you would just do what you do best. And there are so many things and so many things that we've left out, Father. But I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you are God who knows everything. And we just call it right now, Father, out in the name of Jesus. Bless this word that's coming forth. Bless the speaker, Heavenly Father. Bless the words of her mouth, Heavenly Father. And Lord, Father, we pray blessings upon her as she moves forward to share a word from you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit and your divine presence right now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, as we move forward, we're going to move over into Virginia, and the next voice that you hear will be none other than Pastor Rose Dixon.
Pastor amen. Rose, bless the Lord. Yes, amen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Yes, we can hear you.
All right. All right. Well, bless the Lord, everyone, on tonight. I'm excited about the word on tonight. We do lift up the ones that you have prayed for on today, and we declare and decree healing over their bodies on tonight. We in agreement with that on tonight. Amen. Well, let's get into the word on tonight. Hope you have your Bibles and your pen and paper on tonight. We're just going to walk through the word tonight. Hallelujah. I believe this is a good word. I believe this is an end time word for this world now and for this season in this hour. So I believe this is an end time word. We're going to Colossians, the first chapter, verses 13 and 14. Hallelujah. Colossians 1, 13 and 14 on tonight. If you're there, say amen tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Is Prophet Haman on tonight?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that here the Lord said, before I move forward, I got to do what God says. The Lord tell me today, and he's telling me on tonight to tell you, I don't know what this is about, but he says to step forward. Take a step and step forward. Move forward in him. And he said, now. Hallelujah. He said, do it now in this season, in this hour. Do it now. He said, step forward now. Why? Because he has your back. Why? Because he has you covered. Why? Because he told you. Why? Because he wants you to. Why? He's commanding. He's commanding you to make this move. But he says, step forward. Move forward in this season, in this hour, and watch God do what he needs to do in your life on tonight. Amen. Amen. Glad so tangible love of Jesus on tonight.
God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
I receive it. Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to move, Elder Clay. It's Pastor Robinson. Excuse me, Pastor Robinson.
You're going in and out.
All right. I'm going in and out?
Yes.
How about now?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you before. You were just going in and out. That's okay. God
okay.
has taken care
I have my earpiece in. Amen. Amen. Well, I was looking for Pastor Robinson. Is he on the line? All right. Well, maybe you come on a little bit later. Amen. Well, bless the Lord on tonight. Colossians 1, 13 and 14. It says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. 14 verse. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. and the Lord is blessed. And we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. And my subject tonight, the title of tonight is I'm Delivered. Hallelujah. Come on and touch yourself and say, I'm delivered. Because, you know, we got to make it personal tonight. This is a personal thing. Sometimes we got to get intimate and personal with the word of God. And so I want you to touch yourself, pat yourself and say, I am delivered tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Sometimes you got to let the devil know that I am delivered. Because I don't do the things that I used to do anymore. Why? Because I am delivered. Here we see in the text that Apostle Paul is talking to the church of Colossians. Now, you know the church of Colossians was full of a lot of stuff. They were doing things that wasn't of God. They were disobeying God and not listening to God. And so God sends Paul, Apostle Paul, to the church to get them straight. And so what Paul is saying, amen? Somebody was saying something? All right. We move on. The church, he was talking to the church of Colossians, and he's telling them that God has delivered you. Let me look at the word delivered. Delivered means he has rescued you. He has saved you from your sins. He has taken you out of what you were in that wasn't of God and rescued you from it. And how do you know that you thank God that God rescued you out of some situations that was going to send you to hell, send you into places where you not ought to be? And so we thank God that he has rescued you out of some situations. Come on here, somebody, because I know I'm not the only one that God has rescued you out of some. Because some of us have been in some things that God has never ordained us to be in, but thanks be to God that he rescued you. Come on here. He has taken you out of that situation and brought you to the light. He has saved you out of some things that was messed up. Saved you out of things that could have took your life. But we thank God that he delivered you, which has rescued you, and saved you. It saves you from situations. Even when God delivers you, he delivers you out of your past life of sin. Now, I know some people say, you know, sin was good. You had a good time with sin. It was all good, but you was heading down the wrong road, having fun, but heading down the wrong road. And God had to deliver you and rescue you out of what you were in. Because, yeah, it was fun. You was having fun. You didn't care about things, and things were going on, and you was just enjoying your sin. But thanks be to God that he came to your rescue to save you from yourself. See, sometimes God got to save you from yourself because you can wreck yourself. Come on here, somebody. You thinking it's right, and you thinking, and you doing all this, and you going against God, and it feels good. The enemy makes you feel like, okay, this is a good thing. You messing yourself, you wrecking your own self up. But thanks be to God, I say it again, that he rescued you from yourself. And sometimes God got to rescue you from yourself. Because sometimes you be going, you thinking that that's the right road to go, and you heading right through a ditch. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the rescue tonight. And also that he delivered you from your past life of sin. Because your old life was filled with passion of the flesh and desires. Mm-hmm. Come on, we had some desires that wasn't pleasing to God. We had some desires that wasn't tasteful to God. We had some desires that didn't smell good to God. Mm-hmm. We had some desires that God was like, that's not my child. That's not my son. That's not my ambassador of Christ. So we were dealing with some desires, and the Colossians, the church, was dealing with some desires that was not of God, of idolatry, serving other gods, worshiping mm-hmm. other gods, doing things that's not of God, doing some things that wasn't tasteful to God. Sexual sin, lying, cheating, so forth. It was a lot of things that they were doing in this particular church that wasn't pleasing unto God. And so Paul, Apostle Paul, had to let them know that God has delivered you from those things. See, God had did some radical change in our status. Let me say that again. God did some radical change in our status, because our status was death. Our status was sin. And I thank God that God came and rescued me, because he changed my status. Come on here, somebody. My status wasn't of God. My status was going to hell. I'm keeping it real tonight. I'm keeping it real. My status wasn't going to heaven. It was going into darkness. And so we thank God that God radically changed our status on tonight. In other words, he gave us another second chance. He allowed us to do a do-over. See, when you get delivered, I look at it as a do-over as well. You got another opportunity to get it right. You are set free. When you deliver it over things, you are set free from it. And so since you are set free from it, you don't need to go back and pick it up. Why? Because God delivered you from it.
Mm-hmm.
So deliverance is that you are set free from the things that you was in bondage with. You set free of the things that you was slave to. Because some of the things that we have done, we were slaves to it. We ate with it. We slept with it. We thought about it. We communed with it. We allow it to sit up at our table. We allow it to sit on our couch. We fed it. Come on here, somebody. We have, as we lived in this sin and we were slaves to it, in other words, I say it like this. Satan, we was a puppet to Satan. Satan could pull our strings, and guess what? We just do whatever that he told us to do. Amen? Hallelujah. Slave to our sin. So it was a set free, done over, amen. But when he rescued us, this is a good part here, right here. When he rescued us, he had completely removed us from the eternal penalty of sin. Let me say that again. When he rescued you, when he saved you, he completely removed us from the eternal penalty of sin. And only way that we are removed as well from the eternity of penalty of sin is from our faith in him, through his faith in him. So for you to be removed, listen here, for you to be removed from the eternal penalty of sin, you have to have faith in God. You got to believe that you're delivered. You got to believe that you're set free. See, because sometimes when you're delivered, here comes the enemy. The enemy will tell you, nah, you ain't delivered. You're still doing the things you used to do. He put that in your ear gate, and he fights with you with it. Amen? And begins to make you feel like you're not delivered. You're not set free from it. Why? Because he may present that old thing in front of you and try to make you, come on here, somebody, try to make you grab onto it, try to entice you with it. But tonight, you got to tell that enemy, I'm delivered, I'm set free from that thing.
I'm set free of thinking like that. I'm set free of touching that thing. Why? Because God has delivered me from the situation. God has delivered me out of some situations that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
My God, hallelujah. And so we got to get into this place. Come on here, somebody, that you say to yourself, I am delivered. I don't talk like I used to talk anymore.
Yeah.
I don't cuss like I used to cuss anymore.
Mm-hmm.
My behaviors have changed because I've been delivered. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to remind the enemy that I've been set free from that. See, we can't allow the enemy to make us to go back. Because, listen, heaven is in our view tonight.
Yes.
That's our goal. Our goal is to meet our God. Our goal is to be pleasing to the Heavenly Father. Our goal is for God to say, well done, my servant. Well done.
Mm-hmm.
But then we can allow the enemy to pull us back to what we used to do. Why? Because we have been delivered. We have been rescued. We have been saved from our sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so the text goes on to say, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. And when we look at that deliver, he delivers from the power of darkness. Darkness had power over us at one point. Let me say that again. Darkness had power
mm-hmm.
over us at one point.
Mm-hmm.
That darkness, that power was Satan. He ruled
mm-hmm.
us, like I said earlier. We were slaves to him. He had rights over our life.
Mm-hmm.
Satan had dominion over your mind and your behavior. See, when you go against God and you speak against God, you operating in the kingdom of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
When you be disobedient to the voice of God, you are now in the kingdom of darkness. You no longer walking in the kingdom of light. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the true believer of God walks in the light. When you really truly believe that God is who he is and you begin to do what is what he requires of you to do in this season, in this hour, you are now walking in the light. When you have Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit, I always say the DNA of Christ, you're walking in the light, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's no other way but the kingdom of light. And in that kingdom of light, come on here, somebody, there's peace, there's joy, there's love, there's long-suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's such a love that you have for your brothers and sisters. I call it that agape love, that unconditional love, that in spite of love. Yeah, people get on your nerves, right? They do things that's not pleasing to you. They talk about you. They say all kinds of things about you. But you have to operate in that agape love, that unconditional love, just like God does for you. So we have to reciprocate that back to our brothers and sisters. And when you do that, you're walking in the kingdom of light. Any questions? Any questions? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yeah, so he has delivered us from the power of darkness. You have been delivered from being a slave now to freedom. This freedom. You have freedom in Jesus. Because no longer you are not bound to your sin anymore. The enemy can't just tell you to do anything. The enemy can't tell you what to do. Because now you have the power of the life, power of the kingdom of God. We don't have to walk in and slave you with the enemy. The enemy don't have to push your buttons and make you move. Now you can speak to that enemy and tell that enemy, be gone. Now you can speak to that enemy and begin to rebuke him. Because the Bible says here in the 13th verse, from the power of dark, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. The enemy has no more control of you because you have the power now, come on here, the power and authority to speak to the enemy.
Yes.
You don't ever have to be afraid of the enemy anymore. Use your power. Use your authority. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. This is good for me tonight. Hallelujah. Because sometimes the enemy comes, right? The enemy comes and he makes himself big and large, and he makes him look like he's bigger than God. He makes it look like he's bigger than anything, and he makes you feel afraid and fearful. All you gotta do is use your power. Use your authority. Use your words that God has given unto you. Use the scriptures against him. And I guarantee you, he will flee. Any questions? Any questions?
It's not a question. Pastor Dixon, how you doing?
All right.
I sorry about getting on so late, but I ain't been long, got off work. And trying to fix up at the same time. So, hey, listen, I love the fact that you are letting not only them know, but letting us know that we do have power and authority to speak over the devil and to cause him to flee. Some of us, I think, as a Christian or so-called Christian, followers of Christ, we are afraid to use that authority and power because I think sometimes we're afraid that it might put us in a position to where nobody will like us or nobody will want to be bothered with us. But you know, I can say hallelujah that I am so glad that God had given me the power and authority to speak. Speak to the devil and tell him to flee. Tell him to get away from me. Tell him to get behind me. I'm so glad that he has given me that authority and that power to do so. And I really didn't catch your verses, but I'll go back and look at it. But I am so so glad that you're doing this and letting people know so we won't be afraid. In these days and times. So we won't take things like what's going on in Russia, what's going on in China, help me out, somebody, Ukraine. Things that's going on in those other countries and gas prices being raised here and food prices, and we can take and use the power and authority that God has given us and pray this stronghold down. And that, I think that's what we need to do is quit being afraid. Quit being afraid. That's all I want to say is to tell
quit
us
being afraid.
To quit, stop being afraid to speak. We got a lot of people that go to church and, like I said earlier, confess to being Christians who are afraid to speak out because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings because, you know, you're afraid of what they might do or what they might say. We got to speak. I'm glad I'm getting in on this, catching what little bit I can. So thank you so much.
Amen. And not be afraid to exercise your faith. You got to put your faith in action. as he says, and the gas is up, the food is up, and different things are going on. You have to exercise your faith and trust God. In spite of what
trust
it
God.
Looks like, I trust
mm-hmm.
you, God. That
the
you're going to
God.
Make a way, that you're going to put food on my table, you're going to put gas in my tank. We have to put our faith into action and not be afraid to let faith do what it do. We hold back when we don't allow faith, when we don't believe, when we go worrying, when we go stressing.
Yeah.
Oh, God, how are we going to do that? You're not putting faith to action. You're not using your faith. Mm. Well, what is it? It's God. Those words are simply saying you're not using your faith. Because if God said it, it is so. It shouldn't be no if God or maybe God. God spoke it in your life. It is so.
So it shall be.
So when we start using those little words, we're not using our faith. We're not activating our faith.
Yeah.
When we start using them, and we get stressed, and we can't sleep at night, and things are going on, you emotional, and everything is happening emotionally, trust God. Put your faith to action. Put your faith to work. And watch God do it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn to trust him even the more. I trust God even the more, even in the good times and in the bad times. When stuff hit my door, I'm trusting you even the more, God. Especially when I can't fix it, I don't know what to do, my back is against the wall, and I don't know what to do. I'm trusting you even the more, God, that you're going to see me through it. And that's why you have to look beyond what you see and see God making it happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
See God that he's going to get you through what you need to get through. That door is going to be open for you. But we have to learn and not be afraid to execute and exercise our faith in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when you exercise and execute your faith, you are working and operating in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. When you worry and all that, that's the enemy. You give that back to the enemy. You don't take ownership of that. When worry hits your door, you say, worry, that's not me. You got to go. You got to leave my door. Post in the name of Jesus. I have to send you back where you came from. Stress coming at your door. No, I'm not taking that stress. That don't belong to me. I'm sending you back to where you belong.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to speak those things and not allow it to come inside your house, your spiritual house. Not allow it to come in and sit with you. Because some of us have allowed these things to sit with us, eat with us, they sleep with us, they talk into your ear gate. My God, hallelujah. We have to learn to rebuke those things and tell it where it needs to go. In the name of Jesus, because and why? You are the kingdom of light, kingdom of God. You operate in that. Because, mind you, there's two kingdoms, kingdom of darkness and kingdom of light. Which one you want to operate in today? Which one you want to walk in today? Which one you want to be part of your life and your lifestyle? My God, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. That's where you want to be operating on tonight. Hallelujah. And let me move on because it's almost, time is getting away. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. In other words, we are translated into the kingdom of light. We are now converted. We have transitioned into the kingdom of light. Now we are walking in the light now. No more darkness, because God has delivered you from that. So now we are walking in the light. Our lifestyle needs to be walking in the light. Our light should shine before men. When you see me, you are to see Jesus, the light of the world. My talking should be of like Jesus. My language should be like Jesus. My conversation should be like Jesus. My God, my thinking should be like Jesus. When I go through something, I'm talking about me, hallelujah. When I'm going through something and things are going in my life, I ask God and the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is with me, well, what should I do? Holy Ghost, how should I handle that? Before I even open my mouth. Because I want to talk like him. I want to respond like Jesus would. I don't want to respond in darkness, in the kingdom of darkness. I want to respond in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. So I have to ask the Holy Ghost, how should I respond to that? Any questions about that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Amen. It's important that we respond like Jesus would respond, because you will have a better outcome of it, a better result. Because if you start talking like the kingdom of darkness, you know what you're going to get back. Kingdom of darkness results. So it's always important that when we speak to our brothers and sisters, we speak in kingdom. We do a kingdom style. Hallelujah. Yeah, people may come at you. They may come at you at the wrong way. But in return, in your response, it should be a kingdom style, a kingdom way. It's no more going back and forth with that. Because why? God has delivered you from the power of darkness, and now you translate it. You renewed. The old man is gone. You're walking in newness. So it's our job to continue to walk in the new man. Hallelujah. It's time to walk in the new things that God has called you to do in this season, in this hour. Any questions? Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. And the reason why is that because you are delivered now. So there's a newness. Because when you get delivered and set free, there's a new attitude. Come on here, somebody. There's a new behavior that you begin to walk in. Your mm-hmm. thought process, you got a new attitude. You ain't thinking like that no more. So now you have a new attitude about life. You have a new attitude about situations. You have a new attitude in your atmosphere. When you get delivered, when God comes in and rescues you, when God comes in and saves you, there's a new attitude. There's new attitude towards your brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Is that DNA, Galatians 5 and 22. Now you have that long suffering. Now you have that grace about yourself. You have that grace towards your sister and your brother. You have that peace, that patience. When you get delivered and you walk in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of light, there's such a patience that you have for one another. Because sometimes people could take you there. Come on here, somebody. People could make you lose your patience because all the stuff that they dish out to you, and all the stuff that they put before you and come out of their mouth. But when you walk in this newness and you're walking in kingdom of God, you have patience for your sister and brother. And you go and you begin to pray for them. And you begin to intercede for them. You find yourself interceding for the ones that got on your last nerve. You begin to intercede for the ones that scandalized your name and begin to talk about you and put you on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Hallelujah. And just say all things about you. But when you walk in this newness, when you walk in this kingdom of God, you begin to intercede and pray for them. And you begin to pray for mercy and grace for them. Ah, my God. Hallelujah. Things begin to shift in your atmosphere. It begins to shift in your life, in your spirit.
Yes.
And you begin to look at things differently. You don't look at things the old way. Your mindset, your eyesight begins to change. Your eyesight begins to change, and you begin to see things differently. And you begin to see things the way God would see it. Hallelujah. When you even look at your bank account and it looks like one way, but when you're in the kingdom of dark and the kingdom of light and in the kingdom of God, your bank account looks different. Hallelujah, my God. I don't know if you could understand what I said about that, because when my money is looking funny and my change is strange, but when I look at it spiritually, it looks different to me. Hallelujah. And I go on with that. Hallelujah. And God opens the door, bills are paid on time, and then I have leftover. Hallelujah. That I can bless somebody else. Why? Because my mindset and my eyesight began to change. Hallelujah. See, in this season, in this hour, you can't look at things in the natural anymore. You got to look things in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. And see what God is doing in the earth realm. Because when you start to see things in the natural, the enemy will trick you and mess you up. It'll mess you up. And you lose your faith. And then you'll be wondering, God, where are you? And why you ain't doing this? And because you're looking at it in the natural. And because God is a spirit and he operates in the spirit realm. So for me, I talk about me, I operate more in the spiritual realm. Yes, stuff presents itself. Yes, things are there. Don't get me wrong, it's there. But I don't dwell on that, and I don't look at that and keep my focus on that. I keep my focus on the spiritual things. And once I started doing this, because I'm only telling you what I know, I'm only telling you what I witnessed, when I start thinking on the things of the spiritual things, God begins to move things in the natural, and I begin to see some things. And I'll say, thank you, Lord, because I put my faith to action.
Yeah, that's good.
Hallelujah. And so I'm still on the 13th verse. I probably can't get to the 14th verse because the 13th verse is still holding me down. Hallelujah. Ah, my God. He conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. He has translated us, transformed us to God's love. Because we were in a dark place. So when you're in a dark place, there's no love. There's no peace. There's no joy. But when he translated us into the Son of his love, we have translated into love now. We have more love for ourselves. We have more love for our sisters and brothers. We have love for more of the things of the spiritual things. We have more love in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
See, when you begin to love you, you can love everybody else.
Don't
when you have peace within yourself, you can have peace for your sisters and brothers.
Mm-hmm.
When you have joy in within yourself, that joy will spread out to your brothers and sisters. But when you're in that darkness, you're in a dark place, it's hard to move.
Mm-hmm.
Come on here. Anybody been in depressed, stressed?
Mm-hmm.
You stuck right there. Shades are down. The room is dark.
Mm-hmm.
You, people are calling you. You don't even answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven, sometimes you have not even took a shower.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't wash yourself because you stuck in that dark place. But thanks be to God that God has delivered you. Come on here, somebody, because I know I'm speaking to some delivered people on this line tonight. That God has delivered you for some things. He's delivered you out of the darkness, and now you are free. You are free to move in God. You are free to move spiritually. You're not spiritually bound anymore. You are so free to move in God, so you are free to do the things that God has called you to do in this season, this hour. You are free to do the gifting. Come on here, somebody. The talent that God has given unto you while you was in your mother's womb, Jeremiah 1:5, while he put all those things in you while you was in your mother's womb. So those things that he has put in you, now you are free to work it in the earth realm. You are free to free somebody else. Come on here, somebody. When you get free, that's when you're able to free somebody else. When you're free, you're able to testify to somebody else so they could be free of whatever that they were dealing with. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Freedom is you tonight. Freedom is yours tonight. Freedom belongs to you tonight. I don't know who I'm talking to on tonight, but freedom belongs to you. You're not who you used to be. My God. You're not your past. Your past is the past. You live in the present and looking towards the future.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
You cannot keep on going back to the past and try to bring it to the present. You'll never be free.
That's good.
So I say tonight, she condemned it all. Free yourself tonight. Yes, you did it in the past. Yes, it was done. Forgive yourself. Because guess what? God has forgiven you.
Thank you.
Loose yourself tonight. Loose yourself tonight. Take the shackles off tonight. Take the bars from your mind tonight. Get out of the bar, out of the bars. Hallelujah. Get out of the bars. You're not in jail spiritually. Get on out. You're free. You've been vindicated. Thank you, Jesus. It's been dismissed. Come on here, somebody. You discharged tonight. The devil can't hold you down no more. Why? Because you delivered. You're free. God rescued you. The enemy cannot hold you down for what you have done in the past. It's free. It's all for you tonight. Hallelujah. I know I'm over time. Hallelujah. I got to do that part two when I do next month. Amen. But I just want to let you know tonight, you delivered tonight. If you didn't know it, you delivered tonight. Come on and clap those hands and love Jesus. Because, you know, I could go on and more and on and on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You delivered tonight. That's a praise right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. I yield to
Dr. Clay. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, God. Woo-wee! My God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for your work.
You're free tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. And
my God.
Heavenly Father, Lord, bless the speaker this evening.
Yes.
Lord, Father, give her the desires of her heart as she continues to seek more of you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would touch and anoint, Heavenly Father, the things, Heavenly Father, that she is seeking within the Spirit to be able to challenge those, Heavenly Father, and challenge others that come in contact with her, that they may be transformed and they may have a renewed mind, Heavenly Father, because of what you have poured into her. We thank you for your word this evening, Heavenly Father. We received it, and I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we just not be hearers, but we would be doers of your word. We thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
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 Thank you so
much. Bless the Lord.
As always, for taking time to come on and share with us, you know, from the epistles of Colossians and what Paul was saying, you know, to the church. We thank you for that. And really transferring that to where we are, you know, as the church, and how we're supposed to walk and how we're supposed to live. And if we are in dark, giving us words of encouragement that we don't always have to walk in darkness. So I thank you for that. I thank you for that, you know, emphasizing just the supremacy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we move forward, we thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Again, if you would like to listen to this message, you can go to the archives. You can go into the archives and you can pull up this message. Go into Blog Talk Radio, type in We Can Begin Again. Blog Talk Radio, type in We Can Begin Again. And then you can pull up this message. And I always like to say to share it with someone. Share with someone. We're living a new type of society. We're living in a new type of society. And the internet is being a intricate part of spreading the gospel. If be a blessing to someone, just sit down and just, you know, share the word and just discuss it. Talk about it. You know, and some other nuggets as you're going through the word, just write down some notes and what you received and what they received. And that could be a topic of conversation for growth in Christ. Amen. We are all the body of Christ. We are here encouraging one another. And we thank all the speakers that come forth to share a word. And it takes time, you know, and prayer to come before you to share a word with you, to share encouragement with you. Amen. And sometimes I must say that sometimes, you know, speakers come and they need encouragement themselves, you know, because it might have just been a bad to say that, you know, even though that they are, you know, proclaiming the gospel, you know, that there are times that they can have bad days as well. And we need to pray for them as they are, working their assignment that God has given them. So that's where we become encouragers. We lift each other up, and we continue to love one another. And we're not asking a lot. We're not asking a lot. You know, we're not asking for anything. All we just ask for is that you would stay in prayer, amen, that you would continue to pray not only for those online, but those offline, those you come in contact with, so that we would become stronger in Christ, amen, as a body in Christ. We don't look down on anyone or anything that anyone is doing. If anything, be an encouragement. As she spoke this evening, talking about darkness, you know, not being a slave to darkness. So that you know, was a wonderful word, and that's where we are right now. We're in dark times. that we need to continue to pray for one another. So I thank you so much again for taking deep to come on and to be a blessing to the body of Christ. If you would close out in prayer, and then we're going to close out. We look forward to meeting you in New York next week. May God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. And Lord God, we thank you, God, for this word on tonight, God. We are delivered, God. We pray, God, that we begin to apply this word to our lives today, God, as we eat this word, live this word, God. Allow it to be so in our spirit on today, God. Allow us to even to share the word, like he said, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we share with loved ones and let them know that they are delivered, that they are free from whatever that they're dealing with in the name of Jesus. Why? Because Jesus has delivered us from the power of darkness, and now we are walking in the marvelous light on tonight. And so we thank you for everyone that came on tonight, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that this word to be a life-changing word for them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, God, for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Take away this evening, remember.
Next.